A presidential pep talk. Lisa Brady, Fox News. With inflation still near a 40-year high.
There's no denying that high prices, particularly around gasoline and food, are a real problem for people.
But President Biden says Americans can feel confident because of the progress made under his plans.
We've laid an economic foundation that's historically strong. And now we're moving forward to a new moment. But we can build on that foundation.
He's also still putting much of the inflation blame on Russia's president over the war in Ukraine, while Republicans blame President Biden's policies. The president spoke after the jobs report, 390,000 created in May, better than most economists expected. And that has Wall Street worried again about the Fed's inflation-fighting plans. The Dow dropping 348 points, oil prices topping 120 a barrel as gas prices hit a new record, $4.76 a gallon. A former Trump White House advisor comes out swinging after being indicted for contempt of Congress.
Congress has weaponized the investigatory powers of Congress in a way which is unconstitutional.
Peter Navarro was held in contempt for failing to comply with a subpoena in a House committee's probe of the Capitol riot.
Their clear mission is to prevent Donald John Trump from running for president in 2024 and being elected.
He's already suing the House over that investigation. A man from Florida accused of threatening to kill Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is now in custody, an arrest that's prompted a federal indictment to be unsealed, detailing a series of menacing social media posts, including sarcastic references to the Second Amendment and threats to destroy Boebert's face in front of her kids. Boebert has been an outspoken supporter of gun rights. Matthew Lee Comiskey of Palm Beach County, now facing 5 counts of interstate threat. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Police in San Antonio confirming that a 13-year-old has been shot and killed as they tried to stop a reported stolen vehicle as it rammed a patrol car. It all is under investigation. Today marks 100 days since Russia launched a war in Ukraine, and Russians who want to protest are still finding ways to do it.
They're fining people left and right, according to Sergei Ukhov, who runs a Telegram channel focused on a region in Russia's Ural Mountains. They even picked up 2 octogenarians this week in Perm for expressing anti-war sentiment. He says fundraising for people's fines is one of the few legal ways left to show just where you stand now on the political spectrum. Ukhov, though himself now out of Russia, believes it's likely most of the punishment for speaking out against the war will be fines and not imprisonment. He's encouraging Russians to express their anti-war views going forward, but the reality remains that people who spread information other than the official line about the war can face up to 15 years in prison.
Fox's Amy Kellogg, Ukraine's president vowing victory in the end, but he says for now, Russia controls about 20% of his country. Day 2 of celebrations for Britain's Queen Elizabeth, highlighted by a church service the Queen did not attend today and some family drama surrounding it. Fox's Greg Palcott in London.
Filling in for the resting Queen at St. Paul's Cathedral. Remember, she said she felt a little discomfort from yesterday. Her heirs, son, Prince Charles, grandson, Prince William, time during the service, she was compared to an enduring racehorse. Remember, she loves horses. It was added, she is still in his saddle. And yes, back in the public eye, also attending the service, Prince Harry and Meghan's first time the two of them have appeared together at a royal function in the 2 years since they left the UK.
And the couple getting booed by some in the crowd, so did British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.